Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek episode number 31. Hi, I'm Mike Earl.
And I'm Randy Orvis.
Today we will be... Well, we're going to break the mold a little
today bit. Today is December 22nd.
Is that actually the day? Yeah. I never know what day it is.
I know.
For someone who schedules people and looks at the calendar all day, you'd think I'd know the date, right?
It's okay. I got your back.
We will be... not discussing the tech news of the week, but rather of the last year. We're just kind of going to go do a recap episode, if you will. Kind of hit the main points of the year and see, you know, what happened. Because it was a crazy year.
And everything's kind of winding down right now. I feel like
there was a really slow week this week anyway, because I think even all the tech people are starting to, you know, it's the holidays.
Everybody's going home. So we're doing a little recap, as Mike said, of the year. We are enjoying some Christmas cookies for our live viewers. Some cookies my wife made. They're pretty awesome. And then I am enjoying, on the Fantasy Football podcast, I was enjoying some eggnog and Crown Royal. And this one, I am enjoying some hot chocolate and Bailey's. So, just kicking back.
Sophie gets crazy.
No, not even getting crazy. Good just one. Hanging out.
I know, I was just kidding. It was just a joke.
Should we kick it off?
Yeah, we are.
Should we say what has happened this week? I mean, since it hasn't been very much. Would you like me to say?
Yeah, have at it.
All right. So, quick recap. The main stuff that's been going on is yesterday, Verizon went down their data. 3G and 4G was down,
some,
was it?
All 4G and some of 3G.
So, and it was completely nationwide. They got it fixed sometime last night.
Yeah, it was like overnight. Is when it hit.
But. So that was funny. It's like, oh, that sucks. Especially when I was looking at as them to switch to, possibly. And, sopa, is not a Mexican food. It actually stands for something. It's the Stop Online Piracy Act. And I actually read a good article about it today.
By Neil Patel?
Yeah, on The Verge.
The Verge. About it,
kind of breaking down what. And it was funny. So basically, the government wants to start blacklisting websites. And they talked a lot about it too on Security Now. But it's like, if you guys start blocking websites, people are still going to figure out how to get the information they want. They'll just go around it. You know, that's like when they put encryption on DVDs and somebody broke that, and then they put encryption on Blu-rays, and it took like a couple days, and somebody broke the encryption for that. So, it's really pointless. But it was interesting reading about Comcast is one of the backers of this SOPA Act, and since they own NBC, they. In the article I was reading today, they were saying that if somebody, like a foreign country, was streaming, like, their own shows and stuff, Comcast could deem that would be, like, infringing on their rights somehow, and the government would have to block that, and it just sounds scary. It sounds scary for a place that should be open.
Indeed. So. There was a viral article, we'll say. I don't know if that's a good word for it or not. But I saw it being thrown around everywhere when I say thrown around everywhere, like I see it pop up constantly in the tech crowd I follow on Twitter, I guess. Crowd, we'll call them, I don't know. You know, like the major tech journalists, whatever. Peeps. It's basically saying that, I can't remember how it was titled. Something about Congress can't make a law until they actually need to understand how the internet works, or right.
Which I mean, me and you have just talked, and it's, I mean, I've said, it's like, how are these people allowed to vote and represent me when they think the internet runs on magic?
They're just gonna write a letter to Google. Yeah, because it's a bunch of not I mean, it's stereotyping, I guess, but it's a bunch of old white guys. I mean, there's some, obviously, there's black guys and there's women, but, I mean, the majority is older white gentlemen and...
How much
technology
guys.
Do you think they use? I mean, they're getting there now, but it's still not even them directly, I don't think. I don't know. They don't have a fine understanding, and there was something else I saw, an article written that said, just let the nerds come in and figure out a reasonable way to figure it out. Which, I mean, you know, I think you could build a committee of reasonable people to try to sit down and hash out an accurate way to go over things, you know? I mean, between the patent system and the copyright laws right now, everything's just in a big mess because technology is changing so fast that they can't keep up, but it takes so long to change anything.
The technology is changing, but the people who are running the stuff aren't changing.
Right.
I think that's the problem.
And it's just happening so fast that they can't. It takes them forever even to make a law, let alone by the time it gets through Senate and Congress and everything, it's a completely different world again. Not that it's changed lately, but you know.
Right.
There's a whole new argument against it, and I don't know. Again, we're digressing because we're not going to talk about that right now.
Yeah.
The hearing's pushed back till January, so we'll have plenty to talk about it in the new year.
Yeah, and the last big thing is Samsung. So the Galaxy Nexus is a new Google phone. Samsung is actually going to be updating quite a few of their devices to Ice Cream Sandwich in the first quarter and throughout next year. So, if you have an older device, if you have a Galaxy S, S2, you will be getting an update.
They originally said they were going to do it like a week ago, and then they're like, haha, we were just kidding, we're going to wait a little bit.
Tricked ya. April Fools.
There's actually been a lot of negative comments about it lately I've seen pop up in the last couple of days. Not necessarily Ice Cream Sandwich, but the Galaxy Nexus, at least.
I know I watched a video on a bug that it has, there's
people that are having, some people are having reception issues. I saw a lot of that, and they think, and supposedly there's a software fix coming for that Google has said, or Samsung, one of the two. And then other people are having, touchscreen responsiveness issues.
The only one I saw was the video today where it's like, if you have it flipped on its side, and you're doing multi-touch, it only happened with games, basically. And it's, on the right side of the screen, it would, just cut out and act like it wasn't there. But if you turn the screen off and back on, everything was completely fine.
Weird.
So it seems, it's definitely a software issue.
Yeah. I mean, it's a new phone. I mean, there's going to be little things. I mean, everything has little bugs. I mean.
They'll get it figured out. It's not enough to deter me from wanting one.
Well, right. I'm not even saying it. It's just funny,
do you think it's funny how much different the press is?
Right. Apple's battery issues, the hugest thing in the freaking world. But then, Google's having problems, and they're like, oh, I didn't even hear about that. Weird. there's so much expectation for the iPhone. I mean, and we'll talk about it, I guess. There's no real order here. I had put up a post for the Bleed Geek, just asking for things that, our listeners thought were big things that happened this year in the tech world, and the one comment we got was...
no iPhone 5.
There was a lack of a real iPhone.
You want to know what was funny? I heard somebody talking in the last couple of days. But they were like, yeah, my phone's getting old. I'm thinking about getting an iPhone 4S. And somebody was like, no, just wait for the new iPhone 5 to come out. And it's like, it's so...
For what? It'll be a year.
It's like, exactly. Like,
at the earliest, it'll be June.
And it's like, in my head, I was thinking, it's like, you could say that once the iPhone 5 comes out. Hold on. Just wait for the iPhone 5S or 6 to come out.
It'll be a 5S because they've done that with the 3 and the 4.
But it's just like, you could say that with everything that's coming out.
Just wait for the Galaxy Nexus 2.
Oh, shit.
S, 7, 5.
I don't know. It's just crazy. But, anyways.
We'll start at, kind of the bottom of our list. A few of the bigger things that have happened this year, I mean, and some of the stuff goes way back. It's weird to think, but, well, the biggest thing that caught my eye was, like, okay, we'll start with Google, let's say. At the beginning of the year, there was no such thing as a plus one. Or, I mean, obviously, in math, there is such a thing, but like, a plus one button on the internet, you know, like...
It didn't mean anything.
Yeah. And Google rolled that out this year, and that was even before Google Plus, which... To think that we didn't have Google Plus at the beginning of the year is weird. I mean, it seems like it's been there forever, in my opinion, at least. Do you feel like it's just a...
I feel like I've been on there for quite a while.
It feels like it's already hit its peak and started spiraling down. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Kind of does, but...
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It's just been... It's been interesting. There's just so much. Like, the tsunami that hit Japan, that was this year. Was in March.
Well, and it's crazy now. They're talking about all of the crap floating over across the ocean now.
Coming up on shore.
Is starting to hit shorelines. It's like, it's crazy. I mean, it's awfully quick, but it just seems crazy that it's already here.
Watson was another thing that was this year. I mean, that seems like forever ago. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Watson, the IBM... robot? Would you call it a robot?
No, AI.
Supercomputer?
Yeah.
That played Jeopardy against the champions and won. I don't know. Overall, it was just an interesting year. There's the whole HP saga. It's funny, because even they fired Leo Apotheker, and they have installed Meg Whitman, but that was even more recently. It was still this year that Leo... The I don't remember his name, but the guy before Leo was fired at the very beginning of this year, like in January or February, and Leo took over. So it's been an up and down, mostly down year for.
And they still don't know what they're gonna do.
Right.
I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, they've said they're open sourcing WebOS, but they haven't really defined what that means exactly.
Well, it's like that's not their company's saving grace.
Like, right, but at one point they were going to spin off their personal systems group, which is their company's saving grace. I mean, they're the number two hardware maker behind that. I mean, the number one PC maker. Why would you...
Yep, why would you mess with it?
It seems crazy.
They're crazy.
But yeah. Those were some of the weirder things. This year, we saw Netflix go through quite a change over the course of the year.
You could say that.
They had their ups and downs
They made a U-turn.
Yeah. They originally had their split and their price raise. They split off the DVD company and from the streaming. And then just today...
So they're going to form Quixtar.
Yeah. And then, well, that came later. Then they apologized for not handling that properly and said, you know, we're sorry about we did that bad, but hey, we're going to make this into Quixtar now. And then they thought, you know, that was silly. Why'd we do that? So they changed it back to Netflix. Quixtar was going to be the DVD-only service.
So they could kill it off.
And I saw just today that they care so little about the DVD company that they've actually discontinued. You can gift a subscription, right? But now they discontinued the DVD subscription gifting.
Oh, that's gay.
Today. Or I saw it today. I don't know. Because
it makes sense.
It's funny because the article was titled "Netflix doesn't even want your DVD money."
But they're
right.
You know, I mean,
there's still people
I feel like we're some of the few people that understand why they're doing this, and it's like they need to
clarify.
Well, it's like I'm sure they've already decided this is when we're cutting everything off. Like, there's gonna come a time when DVDs, you won't be able to get a DVD from Amazon, from Netflix.
It was 3 months ago, and then they went back on that.
Right, but that was because that whole fiasco...
The backlash.
That was just wrong.
Right.
I mean, I even... Yeah.
We talked about it in depth. Check out our old episodes if you want to really get into that, but...
If you want to rage.
If you want to rage. But yeah, so Netflix has been through quite the year. Needless to say. And now they're bringing Arrested Development back, so maybe they'll turn it around. You don't think so?
No.
You think they're done for?
No.
You think
they're not done for, but they've got their work cut out for him.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially with a lot of the cable companies now starting to form their own types of streaming. Because I just read about HBO, which is going to be HBO Go. It's going to be available on...
Well, it's already available on the Roku box.
Right, but it was going to be available on a tablet. I think it was HBO.
It's already on it's on iPad.
Yeah, I think it was coming to Android. And it's like...
Makes sense.
So it's like...
I know it's on Android phones, so it would...
Like little things like that they're starting to do. I mean, they're...
But for that, you still have to be paying for HBO already, so...
Right, but it's a step.
Yeah. The big thing, actually, that was just announced, another thing this week, is the Super Bowl streaming live. It's streaming live on the internet and on all iOS devices and on Verizon phones.
Does anybody really care?
I don't know. It seemed to come up a lot. A lot of people are putting a lot of stock in it, like, as if this is the network's test to see how it goes for them.
Like, I don't get it. Like, it would be one thing if they were testing with a game that is not on national television.
But that's part of the appeal, too.
That it is a national television game?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's a huge thing. No one's going to want to, like, if it was some random game.
But nobody's going to want, I mean, most people...
What if you're at work?
Nobody works during the Super Bowl.
You don't think, like, pizza delivery guys work? Somebody has to work.
Right, but a lot of places have TVs already. Like, I would much rather either record the game, download it, than watch it on either my phone or an iPad.
What about your computer at work if you had to work?
Fine. I'll watch it on my computer at work.
But it's still that thinking that maybe they're finally moving forward with realizing that streaming is the answer. It's not really the answer. It's the way of the future. It's inevitable, if you will. There's nothing they can do to stop it. Right?
It's true.
It's been a big year for Google as well.
Google.
At the beginning of the year, which was also this year, which is crazy, Eric Schmidt relinquished his duties as CEO and was taken back by Larry Page. And then they kind of made some crazy moves after that. We talked about the Plus One a little bit. They announced Google Music, which we'll talk about more. We'll talk about music, because I think that's its own section altogether.
Yep.
They bought a phone company, you know, said, hey, what's up? Let's buy Motorola.
And they still really haven't said what the goal is for that, but...
They just want to see what happens. They're rolling the dice. They're still shaking. They're
just like, we're going to buy another company. One company
a week.
A week, yeah. So, it's like, oh, Motorola, why not?
They decided they'd make an operating system based on a browser, which I don't think has really turned out very well for them so far, but...
I don't think it's... I can't imagine that they had to put too much development time into making it.
Because it was a browser they already had made.
Exactly. So everything that they sold was...
And they didn't make the hardware
plus money.
Samsung and whoever, really the ones in.
So they didn't lose money on the deal.
But... Yeah, but you never know. That could still come around, or they could fix it a little and make it better. Google Plus launched, which I was trying to remember. Did they actually announce that at Google I.O., or that came later?
It came later. It came later.
Because they did music at I.O., and they did Chromebooks at I.O.
Yep, it was after. I think... It was rumored that they were going to talk about it, because I think at that time there was... I know for a fact it was after, because
that makes sense, because it was early, but...
It was after, but...
But it's weird to see, I don't know, like there's social networks out there that you see come about, but I think this one was faced with such a... Because it's Google, you know, it's such a high standard that... There was so much built up into it already before it even launched. And then the fact that it was private for a long time. But then everyone's like, what am I going to do with this? Mm-hmm. I don't need another social network. So I think it's kind of puttering right now.
It's too bad because they had a lot of things going for them when it came out.
It's funny that we're talking about it like it's dead.
I still put pictures on there and stuff because it's a lot easier for me to put pictures on there.
Right.
But it's like, it still, to me, it still has value, and they came out with like the circles, which Facebook stole. I don't want to say stole because they're
smart lists.
Yeah. But it's like, I mean, they came out with their features and then Facebook was like, that's a good idea.
But they've been working on it for a while.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Right.
Right. Then they're like, hey, let's see what Twitter's doing. It's like, oh, a subscribe
it's
button.
It's like Google Offers. Groupon, they're like, oh yeah, but we've been working on Google Offers for a while.
But they tried to buy Groupon and then they wouldn't let them.
But they were just probably working on that product anyways prior right. to. Right. Just
kidding. But anyway, yeah, I don't know. Like, I still check Google Plus every day, but the only person I know that uses it is you. And then I follow the tech people that use it. So, right. But they're putting everything
on
all three, which I already follow them on Twitter and on Google Plus.
Do they use Ping or do they go out to
Facebook?
Everyone?
No, I think a lot of them have their Twitter and Facebook tied together, and then someone just does. I don't know who does Google Plus. But, yeah, it's been an interesting year for Google. And then, of course, just recently they launched Ice Cream Sandwich and the Galaxy Nexus.
Yes.
And by recently, I mean, like, within the last week, right? Was it last Thursday that they launched it?
No.
The 15th?
In America.
Right.
Yeah, but it hit the public
right.
in general a month and a half ago.
In October or something. End of October, beginning of November.
Yep.
Somewhere in there. But Ice Cream Sandwich is, I mean, neither of us have really played with it.
No, that's what I was going to... I'm planning on... I might go tomorrow.
To the Verizon store?
Yeah, because I want to play with the phone, and I want to see what Ice Cream Sandwich is about. I'm sure I'll have to fight like a bunch of R-tards to even touch the phone, but...
There was a guy at work that had it yesterday.
Nexus?
Uh-huh.
Did you ask him to... Hey, buddy, can I see your phone?
But it was not working because the network was down completely for him. Like, he couldn't even make a call. Which, I don't know if it was the Verizon network, because I thought call and texting and stuff was still up. But he was freaking out. He was going to go to Verizon and raise hell is what he said. So I was like, yeah, you go get him. but he also thought he had to go to St. Cloud to talk to the people he bought it from. I'm like, you go to any Verizon store. But neither here nor there, I guess. But yeah, it's been a big year also for Amazon. They started competing with Netflix for real, with their video service. And then they got into the tablet market a little bit.
In
or
a
lot
way.
Of it. Yeah.
A million pre-sale, over a million in pre-orders.
Although, have you been hearing negative comments about that recently?
That they may have fudged their numbers?
Oh, no, not the numbers. I just mean in general about the tablet.
Oh, about the tablet. I've heard... the only bad thing since the update came out was... Well, I've heard a couple things. Battery life is one thing that I've heard. Just from, basic usage, it seems to suck the battery down.
Even Josh said Tracy was having issues with that.
And then I heard there was issues with the touch, like just the general UI of it. But they said that was going to be in part of their patch coming out, which came out already, and that fixed a lot of those problems. The other issue I heard was the browser itself. They're using that... Do you remember? I can't remember what the name of it was.
Silk.
So, like, the websites are supposed to be cached on Amazon servers, so it'll make it a faster browsing experience for you, because it can preload a lot of the stuff that you're trying to do. But a lot of people have been complaining that it's been slow. And they think, I know when I was listening to Tech News Today, they said, they're like, when they piloted this, I don't think Amazon ever anticipated that they would
the
have
volume.
A million pre-ordered, so how do you anticipate for that? And they feel like maybe they're now trying to play catch-up.
Bottlenecking on their
Yep, on their side now. It's not the device, it's
I think you can actually turn it off and just browse regularly, though, on the device.
Which would make sense.
But at the same time, how many people are going to go through their settings and look at that? I mean, common users who are buying a $200 tablet because it's cheap.
Right. Not many.
Right. And that's the other thing. I think it gets a pass because it's only $200. What do you expect? I think people are like, yeah.
I think you get a mix, like, but you still get people
what you pay for.
Who are like, well, it's still a Amazon product, and they...
And their big thing was a quality product without the price tag. Mm-hmm. That was what they kept toting.
So.
The other thing, do you think they rushed it to get it done in time for the holiday season? Do you think they released it without it necessarily being fully...
No.
To where they wanted it to be?
I don't think so. Because, I mean, with almost any device that you get now... Like, I mean, do you say that because... Oh, like, that they had to put a patch out so soon?
No, I think because they wanted it out by the holidays, and I think they put it out...
I don't know. I think there's, like, I mean, like they were saying...
Like, it's still a work in progress, almost.
I don't know. I mean, I can see that, but I don't feel... I can see both ways, but I don't think Amazon would do that. Really? I mean, I think it's just stuff
that would
be...
I'm just asking. You don't have to defend them.
No, I'm not defending them. I'm trying to think, like... I can see how they would do that, because obviously the holiday season is the biggest shopping time of the year. But at the same time, I feel like... Like, even with Ice Cream Sandwich coming out for Android, it's like when people opened up the phone, got it working, there was a patch already ready for them to download. You know, or like when I installed Battlefield, I got home at... 1:30 in the morning, got it installed, and there was a patch already download.
And that's, yeah, I mean...
You know, so I think it's just stuff that
even with the iPhone, when 5.0 came out, they released 5.0.1 right after, I mean, a week later.
So, I don't know.
It's stuff's in beta, I mean, so they're obviously still working on it regardless, but I think with any technology, you can only do so much in beta without the large volume that you actually get in real life, so... And then there's always going to be, you know, fringe cases of craziness, so.
Fringe cases of crazy.
But yeah. So we did Google, Amazon. Amazon in general, I think, has had a pretty big year. I think Prime's really started to take off. Their music services kind of started to... Do you think it happened last year or what?
Nope, I was going to say, did you know that... So you have a Prime membership.
Right.
Do you have the student Prime?
I did. Well, technically, yes.
Okay.
Originally, I got a year free because of it.
Yep.
And then now it's like half off. Price. Yep.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you knew about it. The new guy at work was a student, and he's on, like, his ending part of his student Prime. And I was like, oh, I didn't know they had a student Prime.
That's why, I had it free for the first year, and then I bought it this year for half off.
Fair enough.
Which I would pay full price for it because I use it enough where I think it's worth it. But
and he had... Well, we can talk about it after. I'll make notes.
But I think... And then I think they're making more waves in their music department as well, which, again, we'll talk about music in its own. But I think it's been a big year for Amazon. And now there's a lot of rumors that they're going to move into other markets as well. But we'll save that for next week.
Next week.
Then, of course, there's Apple, who has also had a regular year for them. I don't
know.
No. Big year?
I would say they've had a weird year.
Yeah, that's true. They started the year out, the iPad 2 in March, February, end of February, beginning of March.
See, that was one of the things when I looked through our list that blows
crazy,
me away.
That's been this year still?
It's just this year that it came out. It just seems like it's been out. Like, that's so old news.
Yeah. Well, it is old news. It was the beginning of the year, so.
Right.
But, yeah. I mean, they had the keynote for it. Was it in February? Or because it launched... I feel like it came out like March 7th. Or I think it was right at the end of February that it came out. But But yeah, and then they also launched the Verizon iPhone. That was the one that got me, was like, that only came out this year. But well, that was just this year. I mean, it finally left AT&T, and then, of course, later they also joined Sprint with the launch of the iPhone 4S. And then at WWDC, we saw iOS 5.0, iCloud, iTunes Match, and what have you. So that's been, I mean, iCloud, I think in general, there's been a lot of cloud. It's been the year of the cloud. I think things are starting to move toward cloud-based computing a lot.
It has a ways to go still.
Well, I agree, but
it's in its infancy.
Right. I think it took that step toward the cloud, though.
Completely.
Like, I think things completely are really agree. Starting to change.
Yep.
And they've
kicked it off in a good way. I mean, like, everybody...
I think it's funny because, like, I feel like Microsoft tried to do it, but it's like they tried too early almost. It's just one of those things where it's like, I remember all those commercials where they're like, to the cloud, but everyone's like, what the fuck is that? You know, like, they didn't understand it. And it took a few other companies to start getting into it.
Yep.
Amazon and Apple.
Well, it's all
and even
about
Google.
The right place at the right time.
I mean, we've talked about that before, too. I mean, with every service, it's been out before, but it's just took a while to come around. But and then of course, Steve Jobs resigned from Apple, and then on October 4th, they finally launched after much speculation, because normally they always have done the iPhones in July. They finally launched the iPhone 4S. Which is listed, I saw a list of major fails of the year, and that was listed as one of them, and obviously our comment. Like, I don't know what people expected to happen. I think they're waiting for them to revolution. I mean, obviously, they led this revolution with the iPhone, and they changed the way the phone market is now. But it's like, I don't know if people think they're going to do something crazy again, and... I don't know what they think is going to happen.
Yeah, people get this expectation that, and I don't even know where it comes from. You know, that I think
even,
of it,
because even the rumor mills aren't rumoring that crazy. Like, I don't know. Like, they think it's going to have a flamethrower attached to it. I don't know.
That'd be awesome.
You know what I mean? Like, right. I don't know what they think is going to happen.
Right. It'll be interesting to see what the next what comes bigger than the iPhone.
And bigger than ice cream sandwich, because I think that's going to give it a run for its money anyway. I think Apple really does have to compete now. Like, I think, weren't competing before, but I think...
But this is, I mean, even tons of other tech people have said that ice cream sandwich is the one that finally, like, they finally got it down. You
like,
know?
It's finally polished enough to actually compete at the same level.
Exactly. What? Yeah, and I just can't wait to play with it. Serious, it bugs me inside.
T-Mobile, really?
I know.
Really, T-Mobile? You're killing him right here.
Seriously,
I want him to get it so I can play with it. Come on.
Maybe I'll... I couldn't convince Lydia to let me spend
$800. Why not? She just bought new clothes.
Yeah, probably like $20 worth.
You're right, she bought like five things. You just want one thing.
Target store.
One thing.
I know, $800 though if I bought it unlocked.
One thing. You didn't tell her how much
and
it
she
was.
Got three things.
Yeah, it seems fair.
It does. I'll give you this one.
I just asked for one small thing. It's not even that big. It's like this big.
I'll give you these three pennies for that one shiny dollar of yours. You're getting three, Mike. It's a better
three
deal.
Three of them. Seems like a fair deal.
Yep. Anyways.
And then, what a segue into the next, but... So they also, you know, iPhone came out on Sprint finally, not T-Mobile, but...
They do say that they've been rolling out 3G along the West Coast, and they say that it's in preparation for the iPhone.
That T-Mobile is?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I know. Did you read that?
No.
I think it was on Gizmodo. A couple days on Tuesday.
Interesting.
Check it out.
Check it out.
All right.
And then, of course, the day following, was it the day following, right? The day following the iPhone 4S launch.
Yes.
Steve Jobs died. Which...
R.I.P.
We have a whole episode pretty much talking about, so I don't think we really need to get into it. but, you know, he was a...
He was an innovator.
Yeah, a huge part of the tech world, and of course now the big question is...
Who's next?
What Apple do without him? And who's next? Yeah, so I guess two big questions. But we'll see what happens with that.
Anything happen in the music industry?
Yeah, it's been a big year for music for sure. We talked about, you know, the year of the cloud. And the music industry is not necessarily music industry, but they're kind of a byproduct of this cloud service. But streaming from the cloud is really taking off this year. Google, Amazon, and Apple all launched music services, allowing you to, in some form or another, put your music in the cloud and take it with you everywhere, quote-unquote.
Take it to the cloud.
It's in the cloud. I mean, why? Like, why would they pick the cloud? Like,
why would they say it's in the cloud?
Yeah.
Because if you ever look at network diagrams, the internet is always represented as a cloud.
I mean, I understand that, but...
That's...
Fair enough.
That's what it is.
But if anything, you'd think it'd be in the ground.
No, because that's not how network Because
I understand the diagrams, but, I mean, literally, the cable goes into the ground.
Yeah, but how many things do you know talk literally?
Fair enough.
Why do they have the Apple logo and it has a bite out of it?
Because
apples grow on trees and they're not, no, there's no bites out of them.
Because it looked too much like a cherry.
Is that what it was?
I just read it. It's in the
excitement. Or it looked like a butt print.
Yeah, that's what they didn't want to be the ass print company. So anyway... did Amazon go first? No, Google went first, right? So Google I/O came about, and Google launched Google Music.
The greatest thing since sliced bread.
Sliced bread.
Except that it took how many weeks for us to get all of our music
out? Forever.
Killing me.
And then Pat didn't get an invite forever, and that was funny. So it was beta. Pat? I don't know. It was beta only at first. And you had to have an invite, you had to get on a list, a waiting list, to get in. And the downfall to Google and Amazon is you had to upload all of your music, which for people with large collections may or may not have taken upwards of multiple weeks. I think it took 2 weeks for mine. Does that seem right?
Yeah, I think that's about what it was for us. Mine was a little bit longer, but I didn't have it as dedicated as you were doing, but still.
But... Now I can access my music from any web browser or my phone or...
It's come in handy quite a few times for me.
Yeah, me too. I use it quite a bit here and there at work. And even right now we use it for our podcast, actually.
So
I took all my music off my computer.
So you have all of your music, though, in Apple, in their cloud, right?
Uh-huh.
Why don't you use them?
Well, because their downfall is that you still download it again to use it. Well, it, like, buffers it, and then it's, like, downloading as you're listening to it.
Can you play it from any device? Or can it only be on an authorized device?
Yeah, but you can authorize 10 devices, which, I don't know. It's nice on my phone. It's where it's really nice, and on my iPad if I want to use it. Like, that way I don't always have to transfer music back and forth from my computer to my iPod. It's like if you only had so much... Like, you have a big iPod, you have a classic iPod.
Yeah.
So for you, you just have everything on there. But let's say you had an iPod Touch or something with a limited capacity.
Yeah. It makes it
so you can listen to something you want for a while, delete it off, and download something else without having to repay for it and stuff.
Right.
That's where it's really nice. And people think it streams, but it really doesn't. Because it starts to download and then it buffers while it's downloading the rest while you're listening to it.
Makes sense.
So it gives you the impression that it's streaming, even though it's not.
It technically streams. because streaming does do buffering.
And it does, and it technically downloads it because it caches it, right?
Right.
But this is actually downloading an actual file and saving the file on your phone or whatever.
And then can you have, could you have, say, so you have your account with a bunch of music on it.
Right.
Could I, and I have my own music in the Apple's cloud. Could I have your computer authorized to two Apple accounts?
Mm-hmm. I have Steven's authorized to mine.
Interesting.
Because I took stuff from him that he downloaded, a TV show, and the only way I could watch it is if he authorized my device. Then you can, before it used to be you could have 5 devices, but now it's 10 devices, but only 5 of them can be computers for whatever reason.
That's weird,
like, you could have 1 computer and 9 iPods, but you can't have 1 iPod and 9 computers. You can only have 5 computers for whatever reason their law works. Whatever their license agreement is with the music, I'm sure is what it is.
Which, it works out, obviously, I'd assume, for most families, so it's not a big deal. But
how many people are trying to, put it on 10 computers? System. Right. And really, you can anyway, because they don't... The nice thing... Okay, so because that's different than the Google thing, the nice part about the iTunes one is that it matches it. You don't actually have to upload. And it does it pretty strict...
It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, that's not the word I was looking for, but it's pretty simplistic, I guess. It works pretty well. It basically just like syncs all your music, reads all your data, and it automatically knows what you have. I think for me, I have 13,000 songs or whatever. I think it found 12,000 of them and matched them, which I think for me, I don't think that's bad. So I had to upload 500 or something.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of it's weird stuff like podcasts that are the ours. It uploaded all that. So some of it's odd stuff or weird things I have recorded or whatnot, but...
Makes sense.
And then there's Amazon, too, which I also use that randomly because it was free with my Prime account. If you buy an album or you have Prime, you get an unlimited amount of room for music. And so I have all my music in that cloud as well. And that's almost the same, identical to the Google Music one. It's just that... With Google Music, you can have up to 20,000 songs, but with Amazon, it's kind of like you get the first 5 gigs free, and then it's basically $1 a gig after that, I think. Because you can buy up to 100 gigs, but I think it's $1,000 for that, but I don't know. But with a Prime account, or if you buy an album, which... Lady Gaga put out her album, let's say it was only 99 cents, and for that dollar you got bumped up to 20 gigs of music on their cloud. And then with a Prime account you have unlimited space for music. But with the Amazon cloud you can also store documents, files, other things, not just music. And then of course there's iCloud, which is a whole nother thing. But I think that pretty much covers all the music. I don't think we really need to talk about that anymore.
No.
Well,
that's fine.
Not those three.
Right.
Also this year, Spotify launched in the US. I don't know.
It hit with a big bang. First it was slow.
Yeah.
But it's pretty freaking popular now.
Well, especially now that they've integrated with Facebook, I think that helps a lot.
It's okay. It still bugs me.
I had showed you that one article before that Laura June had written on, I think at that point it was This Is My Next.
Yep.
There was another similar article written today by Paul Miller. I'll show you after the podcast. But basically talking about, so Spotify launched in the US. It was a big deal. It was only allowed in Europe before. Or I think maybe even more than Europe, whatever.
Yeah.
So now it's in the U.S. and, everyone was waiting for it, which I don't know why. I don't know what it is. And maybe it's because I don't really use these streaming services like RDO, Mog.
There used to be Grooveshark.
Grooveshark is still around, actually. They're just kind of getting sued right now. Pandora, I think, would fall into that category. I don't know what makes Spotify so much better that people were so excited about it. Do you?
Mm-mm. I definitely don't. I mean, the whole thing just bugs me.
And I fully agree especially the part that bothers you is what?
Installing a application on my device.
Because you're like, why can't I just stream from the website?
Right.
Which is what I would like to do too. That's also my biggest complaint about it. So I don't know. But it's like this huge, everyone was like,
oh my
joyous
gosh.
that it finally came to America and blah, yeah. blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't know. And yeah. maybe part of it is both of us have such a large collection of music on our hard drives already that
it's not that big.
It has a less of an appeal, I guess.
Well, it's like, the thing that I don't know. There's something to be, like, it's a nice service because you can get all of the music you want to listen to without paying for any of it. You don't own any of
it. Well, you still have to pay for it, though. It's a monthly fee, isn't it? Not a free account. Without,
no, there's still a
free
there's
account. Ads, though, right?
Yep. But,
and you don't get it mobile.
Correct.
Okay.
But, I was listening to, I was bored today, so I went on to Pandora. In Pandora, it's like every 8 songs or something, they throw in a 10-second commercial. And it's like, I don't mind that. Like, as long as it's not more than 30 seconds, because then I would start getting... And then it just bugs me, you know?
Right.
But they're short things. It's like, oh...
Like, hey, go shop at Target today. Thanks.
Yep, exactly.
And then on to the next song.
And it's like, I can
do that. That's almost to the point of subliminal messages, right? No. Wait, did I just hear an ad? Nah, it must not have been.
I should go check out Target tonight.
Yeah. I might as well stop there on my way out. I gotta pick up a few things. But no, I think the biggest difference, though, between Pandora and Spotify is Pandora is like a radio station where it's a mix of songs you're not choosing.
Right, you pick up.
Where Spotify, you choose every song you listen to.
Yeah, and it's like, so I was going to say is, I mean, you can pick all of the bands that you want to listen to, and that's awesome. The thing that I dislike about it is when time comes for me to go on the road to listen to music... What do you do? You can't... Like, I mean, I guess if you have the paid version, you could stream it from your phone. But it's like, I would much rather have accessible to me 60 gigs of music on my iPod where I can plug it in and I just go to town.
Like, without the internet or just because it's yours?
Just because it's mine.
So, like, in essence, Google Music works the same way.
Right.
Like, so you're fine with that. Like, and that's I think, again, going back to why I think they appeal more to us is because we have larger collections
of
music.
Right. And the only thing I have, I guess, I like Google Music. I enjoy it. It's a good service. And I like, the nice thing about iTunes Match is if you upload a song and yours is lower quality, you get 256. That's cool. So you can technically upgrade your entire library to at least a 256.
Regardless of where your library came from to begin with.
Right. And it's like, that's cool. What I like about Google is almost, I would say 90% of my music is all 320.
Right.
So it's already high quality.
Or if you wanted to, you could even go higher, really.
Right. The problem I have with it is that I can't get my music off of Google Music. So and it was smart on their part because they're not a backup service. They're a streaming service. But it's like, I wish there was a way I could get my music off of Google, because that would make it easier to move my libraries around.
Right.
But we weren't going to talk anymore about them. That's my bad.
And then, of course, with Spotify as well, they integrated with Facebook later in the year after they had already launched, which now my ticker has been consumed with people listening to music.
Yeah, it's like...
Which is cool, because, like, I mean, it could lead to discovery and whatnot, but at the same time...
It just gets
overrun. It gets a bit annoying.
Like, I wish there was a way that you could...
Just click a music feed, almost?
Yeah.
A separate channel?
Something.
Kind of like how they block games out, finally?
That is awesome.
If they could do that with music now, right? Music is the new games.
Yeah. I don't know. It's cool. I mean, it's cool once in a while to see
music,
what people
Spotify's
are listening to.
Spotify's the new Mafia Wars.
But the fact that, you know, I have 10 things in my ticker from Adam Burton listening to
some
Michael Bublé's Christmas or something. And it's like, ugh.
Right.
Cool.
Which the social aspect is cool.
Merry Christmas.
And taking that social aspect on the other hand is Turntable. Which is also a service that launched this year.
Yes.
Technically still in beta, or are they official now?
They're official.
Open
to the world.
So Turntable.
If you have Facebook or Twitter.
Twitter now too, right? Yep. So Turntable takes the social aspect and flips it the other way by listening to music with people in the same room.
I'm a faithful Turntable-y.
Turntabler?
Turntabler?
DJ.
Wiki.
So we'll go ahead and explain what Turntable is.
So Turntable is, when you log into their site, you have an option of joining either pre-existing rooms, where you can see how many people are in that room, or you can create your own room. Once you get into a room, you are put onto the floor of the concert room, we'll say. And up in front of you, there is a DJ stand with 5 DJ tables where people can turntable music. They can DJ their own music. So you create a playlist in there, and it starts with the first person, and they play their song. And when their song's done, it moves on to the second person, and then all the way till it gets to the last person, and then it just loops, you know, and you keep on playing songs. The social aspect that comes in is they have a chat feed, so you can chat with all the people in the room. And then there's an awesome button and a lame button, where people who are in that same room as you can vote on if they think your song is good or bad. If it's good, your guy's head starts bobbing and you get a DJ point. If they click lame, once it gets below a certain point on the scale, your song could possibly be skipped to the next person because they lame it. I've been using it now. It's been 5 months, and
that seems crazy in itself.
I know. I like it a lot.
Turntable, I think, was really kind of like underground for a while.
I feel like it came out of nowhere.
I remember I came because it was because I wanted to get in because it was invite only, and then I was finally. And then I was like, come on, I need you guys to come listen with me. And so then you guys joined, and now I use it every now and then, but you really have blossomed into a wicker, as you put it, or whatever you said.
I've met some cool people on there that I chat with on a fairly daily basis.
Indeed.
So.
Yeah, but like, and that's what I mean
and
by
that's the social aspect.
Right, and it's whereas Facebook is showing you what other people are listening to, this is showing you
listening
Facebook,
to
music,
you see,
similar music with people you may not know, but connecting on that level.
Right, yep, and that's, in Facebook you see your friends listening to music, where this you get to meet all sorts of people. But there's also creeps out there.
That's true.
And trolls.
And D-bags.
Gotta pay the troll toll.
Canada's voice soul. Moving on. So at one point, AT&T and T-Mobile were gonna hook up.
Yeah, that.
Which also seems crazy.
Yeah, that it's been a year basically.
It started because when did it happen? In like,
it was
March or February or
it
something.
It was fairly early, like in the first quarter.
Yeah. So they announced that they were going to.
They're gonna have a relationship.
They were gonna merge into one.
And we just announced last week that
finally
put the kibosh on it.
AT&T's like,
we're out.
Dropped the mic and walked away. I don't know.
Yeah, that's all we need to say about it. You can listen to like 5 of our podcasts, 5 weeks worth of us talking about this crap.
Or just watch them. I'm sure. I bet that has to make mainstream news at some point, right?
I'm glad it's finally over. One way or another.
Yeah. And well, next week we can talk about what we think will happen to T-Mobile. Yes. So join us for that. Also crazy that this year was the year of the hackers all around. It seemed like they really kind of came out in force. I feel like they've kind of died off now. Not necessarily died off, but they've gotten quieter.
They're not going as public as they were.
Right.
RollSec, Team Poison,
Anonymous
is still
Anonops,
still quite busy, but
busy peas.
Yeah. Some of the bigger I didn't even think about looking up, but some of the bigger names that have been hacked this year. Sony was hacked.
Oh, and Sony was hacked.
What?
Oh, and Sony.
Which, I mean, that one was a big deal.
Well, they got hacked like three different, like.
Well, shut, yeah, and their network was shut down for how long?
A month and a half, 2 months.
I mean, it was long.
The PS3 network was their PSN, but I mean, then they got like one of their photo sites got hacked, and then one of the.
And then some.
They're like European Japanese, site got yeah.
And then one of their Japanese servers got hacked.
Yeah,
and
like, it was a bad two quarters for them.
So yeah, they got hacked. The UN got hacked. The
Arizona Border Patrol.
Yeah. There's another one. Oh, Steam.
Steam, yeah.
Steam for if you play online PC games. Steam was hacked. Yeah, just all sorts of crazy stuff. And then how many Twitters and Facebooks were hacked?
Like, yeah, but that's I think that's a little different though. I mean, it's still hacking, but that's like spamming hacks. Like
not the one with, was it CNN, NBC? One of the news sites got hacked when they're on 9/11.
Well, I think that's a little different. I mean, like, personal Twitter and emails, when you start getting spam from your friend's email because...
Right.
Whatever.
And that's not real. Okay.
That's what I meant. But you're right. Like, the CNN ones, that's different because then people, like, there's tons of people that... They don't realize how much... I think people don't realize how much power could be in one little tweet.
Right.
Let's say.
What's just like Lady Gaga's Facebook and Twitter was hacked
right.
a couple days ago.
And how Ashton Kutcher got pissed and quit Twitter because he couldn't handle the backlash of what he said.
Yeah.
But
can't handle neither the heat, here nor there. Stay out of the kitchen.
I think Nintendo's had a rough year. Their sales have fallen steadily. They've announced the Wii U, however, and they launched their 3DS this year to negative acclaim.
The
response has been great. People don't like the system, but they like the games. I think that's the issue there. But on the other hand, I think Xbox has had the best year out of all three of them because...
For sure.
PSN got hacked and was down forever. Nintendo's had their kind of falling out, and I think the Kinect is just... taking the Xbox to the next level, and I mean, they just started launching their new Metro UI, and I think they've been doing well. And I mean, CES is coming up, so maybe who knows what we'll see. Well, that was the other big news this week. Microsoft's
out.
Yeah, but no, it doesn't really matter.
So CES, Consumer Electronics Show. Microsoft said that they are after this year, they are no longer going to be having a booth there.
And they've done the keynote for the last 17 years. 17 years? 7 years. 17, I feel like, is right.
It was a long time.
They've done the keynote and had the biggest booth. And as of next year, this is going to be their last year there. But it just doesn't fit with their schedule.
I think, well, it makes sense.
They're saying.
They're going to just have their own.
And then CES, yeah. Well, I mean, Apple and Google already do. So why? I don't know.
And Nintendo does.
Nintendo, yeah. I don't know.
So
well, they not? And then they have E3 too for the video games. So I mean,
yeah. But that's their world. So.
But anyway, that's really kind of neither here nor there.
Yeah.
But speaking of Microsoft as well, Skype got acquired by Microsoft this year. That was interesting.
Yeah. They haven't really changed too much. They've made, I mean, there's been some upgrades, but it's not been nothing. It's still Skype. So, fear not, people.
There's Patent Wars this year, which we don't even need to get into more than that, I don't think.
No, we talked about patents a little bit early on, and it's like, it's a messed up system. It's a broke system. It needs work.
There's been, everyone has sued everyone this year, though. It's been
seriously.
It's been
well. It's the latest one with Apple winning
their HTC one.
Yep, but HTC already has a workaround, so
it's a broke system.
It's a very broke system.
Interesting. There was riots in Egypt earlier this year, and Egypt effectively cut off the internet. which was crazy, I think. I don't know
somebody
if
somebody can just do that.
Yeah, like flip a switch.
We're out.
Like, well, can you imagine not?
Can you imagine how, like, there would be people Y2K? Dying here.
Yeah.
People would die. People would freak out if they didn't have their internet. I would freak out.
Yeah, but I'd assume you wouldn't die, though.
I wouldn't shoot anybody. No, I'm saying, like, people would
shoot. I understand.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't think I'd die. I don't have any influence, so they're not going to kill me.
But yeah, but it's just it speaks to, it really brought up the fact of the internet as a, what do I want to call it, a necessity. I think it really goes to show that is that a civil right to have the, like, you know what I mean?
I think it is at this point, with how ingrained it is with our society.
And I think it's in, was it in Chicago that Comcast started running a deal for, like, if your family's on, like, the free lunch system at school, you could get $10 a month for internet, like, because, like, even in the school system, I mean, how could you get through school without it now? Like,
go to the library.
Library? Is that place with all that smelly books in it?
Well, it's like,
but you know what I mean,
there's
though.
Still,
like,
people that don't have internet.
Well, I understand that, but it's gonna be to that point where it's not gonna matter soon. I don't know, but I don't know. It's been a crazy year. And it's also been there's been a tablet explosion this year. The iPad came out last year and kind of created the market. And not too much came out. I think maybe a few came out last year following it, but I think mostly it's been... I know even the Zoom came out early this year, which seems crazy because there's already, like, 4 other Zooms now, but...
They gave out tons
the
of
Zyboard.
At the Vikings game on Sunday.
Tablets?
Mm-hmm. For, like, you know how they do, like, the...
Like, if this row is the winner.
If, you know, during the commercial they have these little contests and stuff, and I think they gave out 4? Yeah.
Like, instead of shooting shirts out of that cannon, they shot tablets?
Yep. Yeah. Boom, hopefully, right in the face.
Hopefully they weren't droids, because those things will cut you up. Because they're sharp. That's what the commercial teaches me.
That's a good one. Anyways.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of tablets. The Fire is the only one that matters besides the iPad at this point.
Yeah. There hasn't been any big...
Playbook. You get yourself a playbook.
Good one.
What did Pat buy? What was that thing called?
Oh, how funny is that?
That he bought one?
HP.
I know, but what is it called?
Touchbook.
Touchpad?
Touchpad. Knew we'd get there. Don't even...
They sold them for like 40 days or something.
Maybe if he hacked it,
49 days, and then they decided, F that, we're out.
Do you think he's using it still?
No.
Maybe I should buy it from him now for 50
bucks.
Yeah,
you should ask him.
It'd be awesome.
If he ever commits to joining us next week. Yeah, there's been...
Anyways.
Yeah, it's either the... I think we've covered the year. What do you think?
Yeah. I would say so.
So...
It was a good year.
Oh, yeah, there was something that happened in May. Was it in May? Did we start in June? A little website launched. Bleed Geek.
Never heard of it.
No?
No.
But yeah.
Yeah, no. We don't need to talk about us. We'll talk about us when we hit a year.
Yeah. That'll be crazy, right?
It's true. Next week. So this week was our Christmas show. I should have had, like, Santa hats on or something.
Yeah.
Next week will be our New Year's episode.
That means we're really going to get drunk.
I know. I'm gonna buy some champagne.
It'll be a champagne supernova.
Don't tell Lydia.
Okay. But we'll do our predictions for the upcoming year and see what's going to happen.
I already know them all, Mike.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Nostra Orvis?
Sure.
Like Nostradamus, you know?
I get it.
I was using your last name, Orvis. That's your last name? I put it in there with it.
Oh, that's I see what you did there.
Nostra Orvis.
Good one.
Like you can tell the future.
I do that.
There's a Santa hat for you.
Oh, thanks.
Winner.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
But I think that pretty much wraps it up for us
for this week. So, if you would like...
If you have a prediction for next week...
If if you'd like to keep up with what we are doing, every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, which is every day of the week for us, we do a daily geek report on the web, on our website at bleedgeek.com. So go check that out. Leave comments. Let us know what you think. Like us on Facebook.
Facebook. There's a little with the thumbs up and it says like. You just click right on that button.
That simple.
Or if you're on our website already, you can just click on the link. There's a link on our website to our Facebook.
Facebook.com/
So it's very professional that way, right?
That's what we do. Oh. Yeah, maybe follow us on Twitter.
Also, right on our website.
And a convenient link. You don't even have to type anything in. Just click on the link.
And if you don't have Twitter, you should get it. We should put a Google Plus link, I suppose, huh?
Probably should do that now.
Now that we have it and you can do stuff so it's not always on me.
Yeah.
Good one. Yeah. But, or check out our website every day. Podcasts are Thursdays.
Bleedgeek.com.
Roughly 8 o'clock. / live.
Trying to think what else I was going to say.
Were you going to say something else?
Let us know what you think of our website.
Email?
So,
do we have an email?
A month ago, we spent a month? Month and a half? Month. I think it's only been a month.
Our website?
Then yeah, it was the website redesign.
Thanksgiving-ish.
It's a lot better. It's a lot nicer. Let us know what you think. Send us an email.
And,
what's our email?
Fans@bleedgeek.com.
Fans@bleedgeek.com. There's no in there.
Fans@bleedgeek.com. Yeah. Or you could call us.
406-79-GEEKS.
Do you know what the phone number is
yet? Or that's 406-79-6-5-7-4. 406-794-3357-8-7. Shit.
406-794-3357. Or 406-79-GEEKS.
If you don't know how to spell stuff out on your phone, don't even listen to us.
I don't go that far.
Okay, listen to us. We like you guys.
We don't need to turn people away.
I'm getting hostile.
He's getting hostile.
We should probably
wrap this up.
Yeah. You can follow us individually if you would like.
@Mike037. Did you switch yours? No, you didn't do it yet.
No, not yet.
It's you're like last week, you're like, I'm going to do it. Was it last week only?
Yeah.
Seems like forever ago.
I know. I was going to do it today, and then I was like,
I forgot all about that until just now.
@Crandall111.
For now.
Soon meaning within like 2 months.
Supposedly. He's going to contemplate it for a while. Yeah, a little bit of obsessive compulsive there.
Yeah. That's all we got.
Yeah. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
And
happy Kwanzaa. Merry Hanukkah.
Thanks for listening.
Dreidel, dreidel.